Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you'd say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress that she likes very much, she'd say that dress is very
pretty.
Okay, you know, a little girl might say to her mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
lovelier.
Okay, and something that a woman might wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And do those words sound the same to you?
Yes.
Okay.
But they have, of course, have different meanings
uh-huh.
the way you're using them.
But they're both pronounced the same. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And if it was real cold outside, before you went out, you'd put on a
coat.
And what is a, say if a man were going to put on his best clothes to go to church, what would you call that?
Suit.
Okay, what would the suit consist of?
Well, you think of it as consisting of trousers and a coat.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for trousers?
Pants.
Okay, anything old people used to say?
Breeches.
Okay. And what about the, a long time ago, maybe you can remember your father or your grandfather wearing them in their suit that had the sleeveless
vest.
Okay. And say if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, you say he might have to go out and buy a brand
new suit.
What's that?
A brand new suit.
Okay. And
that dog in his walk. He's about 7 or 8 years old. He's blind just about now.
And something that a man might wear, say, to work around the barn.
And wear overalls. You think of a farmer as wearing overalls.
Okay. And say, if you went outside without your coat and then you needed it, you might tell someone, would you go in the house and what me my coat?
Bring.
Okay, so you say, so then he went inside and
brought.
And he'd say, here I've
brought.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
Okay. And say, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
budge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrank.
And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope the new shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. Old people used to say it's going to shrink.
I don't know what.
You ever hear it draw up?
Draw up, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
draw it up.
Okay. Would you say draw it up?
I don't think so. That's the old-fashioned sounding.
Yeah.
All right.
And, say if a woman liked to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Okay, would you say that about a man? A man dress up?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. What if she liked to stand in front of the mirror and put on
primp.
Huh?
And primp.
Okay. would you say that about a man?
No, wouldn't say that about.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound sort of
feminine?
Mm-hmm. Any other expressions besides primp?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. And something that people used to carry coins in.
Used to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
A purse.
Okay. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
Okay. And if you had a lot of little things strung up together, put them around your neck.
As a necklace.
Or these little things that are strung together. You call those?
Chain.
Thinking beads?
Yeah, oh yes, beads.
You call that a, what of beads? A
string.
Hmm?
A string of beads.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with them.
I was wondering if you say string of beads or pair of beads or
Most likely a pair of beads.
Okay. And something that men used to wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
I don't think I know anything.
What about something you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing that you put on the bed, the fancy cover.
A bedspread.
Okay. And at the... Any